Macmillan Audio presents Cryptonomicon by Neal Stephenson. Read for you by William DuFries.
To S. Town Stevenson, who flew kites from battleships. There is a remarkably close parallel between the problems of the physicist and those of the cryptographer. The system on which a message is enciphered corresponds to the laws of the universe, the intercepted messages to the evidence available, the keys for a day or a message to important constants which have to be determined. The correspondence is very close, but the subject matter of cryptography is very easily dealt with by discrete machinery. Physics, not so easily. Alan Turing. This morning, Imelda Marcos offered the latest in a series of explanations of the billions of dollars that she and her husband, who died in 1989, are believed to have stolen during his presidency. It so coincided that Marcos had money, she said. After the Bretton Woods Agreement, he started buying gold from Fort Knox. 3,000 tons, then 4,000 tons. I have documents for these. 7,000 tons. Marcos was so smart. He had it all. It's funny. America didn't understand him. The New York Times, Monday, 4 March, 1996.
Prologue.